And it is World Book Day, and I really want you to tell me about that book that we all should read, that you think we should be reading, because it's going to empower us to kind of do justice to this thing called life. If there is such a book, maybe you want to tell us about that book and fundamentally what it's about, and you're welcome, of course, to do that via WhatsApp, a message voice note on 0725671567. You can also call at any time on 021-446-0567. The Alchemist is probably that book for me, and I think it is about finding one's destiny, probably. And it came at a very important time in my life when my ego was getting the better of me. I was up and coming in the radio world, and all of a sudden I had access and agency, and people were taking my calls, and I was being invited to parties, and it could easily have gone to my head. And I think that, together with really kind of powerful friends around me, kind of kept my feet on the ground, and very importantly. The advice, of course, to Santiago was, when you really want something to happen, you really, really want something to happen, the whole universe will conspire so that your wish comes true. What I would find out afterwards was that it could be anything that you want, good or bad. So be careful about the stuff that you want. But it is about an Andalusian shepherd boy, Santiago. His dreams, he dreams of a treasure, and he meets some wise people around on the journey of interrogating this recurring kind of dream, and they tell him to go to Egypt, to the pyramids where I went last year, to go and find my treasure as well. But he finds out eventually that your treasure is often closer to home than you think it is. When you go too far to look for your dreams, you may just find that you're too far away from your dreams. That fundamentally is the message. But it kind of impacted my life very profoundly, because when I was young, and I'm talking early high school days, probably in the early 80s, my Aunt Nellie, who's still alive today, gave me the entire collection of The Unexplained. And The Unexplained was about mysteries of mind, space, and time. So, yeah, the pyramids, and how is it possible for them to build the pyramids back then with very basic kind of tools? Was it possible? These are the questions that they asked, and I thought fundamentally important questions to ask, not necessarily accepting science as, everything. I think science is going to prove everything eventually, but we're far from proving everything. So in the absence of explanations, there must be magic, and that's where my mind wants to be at this particular moment in time. So anyway, yeah, he finds it eventually, Santiago, after going through plenty of adventures. And maybe just that set me off on a bit of a journey of finding books and reading books. But it was that kind of, it's more self-help than literature. I think the New York Times described it as such as well, The Alchemist more so. And you want to read it. I think it's a great read for a young person especially. It really set me off on a feeding frenzy, together with that volume of books that my Aunt Nellie gave me, The Unexplained. There's a whole lot of things that remain unexplained. Our knowledge base is but a small little fraction of what is happening all over. And in the absence of understanding, hey, your imagination should be wild. And hopefully with good little magic thoughts.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Clarence.
072-567-1567.
Indeed, 0725671567. I want you to tell me about that book that profoundly impacted your life. There's a couple of ideas that I've received, and I'm going to share that. I've made a note of some of them, and I'm certainly going to be prioritizing my reading habits around some ideas that you've shared. If you believe that there's a book that we should read that's going to powerfully impact our lives, let me know via that WhatsApp number. Is there such a book that you want to advise us to read, Barbara Friedman?
Yeah, but I mean, times have obviously changed. But back when I was about 12, I read To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. And it was, in the 1970s, early 70s. And it changed my life.
Tell us, what was it about the book that changed your life?
Yeah, it was the issue about racism. Mm-hmm. It was, I was a little girl living in Sea Point, very different experience to the way people probably are experiencing South Africa now. And when I read that and I saw what this young black woman went through, at the hands of a white man, and then the advocate, God, the name's gone out of my head, his character's name. He was amazing. He, Atticus Finch. He then helps defend her. I mean, he's a white man in this town, and his two little children, Scout and...
And that was, it was the start just, of your journey?
It was definitely, and it wasn't the start. There had been incidents that had happened to me from a very young age, which had made me question what was going on around me. Like, I remember, I won't go into all the incidents, but it was funny little things that happened to me where I became aware that there was a race issue. And I was really young, and I kind of thought, what is going on? Because you don't understand when you're that young.
Yeah.
You don't know why people are behaving differently towards people because of the color of their skin. And that book, you know, I was 12, and it was from then on that I became more sort of conscious of, you know, the need to try help to change the world.
Yeah.
I don't think I succeeded, but I certainly tried a little bit.
Okay. Barbara Friedman.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp Clarence.
072-567-1567.
Maybe quickly, Joe, let's take a listen to a WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, Clarence. Good show as always. Books that have impacted me 22 years ago when I got on a bus from the Eastern Cape with a backpack. I bought a book at the shop, the little corner shop there, R5. Anyway, the book was The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. And I read it on the bus to Cape Town, and it definitely had a big impact on my future going forward. Otherwise, since then, any book by Eckhart Tolle, especially The Power of Now and A New Earth. Fantastic and life-changing. Otherwise, have a lucky day. Thanks, Steve Brockenfeld.
Thank you, Buti. Clearly you're going to need to have your pen around just to make a note of the very many ideas that have come through, and we're going to play catch up there.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. WhatsApp Clarence.
072-567-1567.
And there's some really great ideas that have come through via WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. It's World Book Day today, and I've asked you about that book that has profoundly impacted your life. And if it worked for you, well, I'm sure it will work for me too. So tell us what it is so that we can go and read it and kind of get onto the same frequency that you are on. And you can do that via WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. Better still, if you send us a little WhatsApp voice note and give us a little bit about the plot and the objective of or the outcome of the story. Mary writes, I Shall Not Hate, You've Got to Read It, by Izzeldin Abulesh. She says, is my best book. What an incredible human being. I certainly is my suggestion of a book that all must read, says Mary. I've read up on it. It's about Abulesh. She grew up in a refugee camp in Gaza Strip and studied medicine in Cairo, the University of London, and Harvard University. By the time of the 2008-2009 Gaza War, he had worked at two Israeli hospitals and was a well-known public figure. In January 2009, an Israeli shell was fired directly into his daughter's bedroom in Gaza, killing three of them. Abulesh, who had already been involved with the peace movement by this time, refused to let the killings make him hate or seek revenge, instead publicly arguing for coexistence between the Palestinians and Israelis. Given that the issue is so top of mind today, it most certainly is a book that goes to the top of my list at this moment in time. There are very many ideas, and I'll share all of them by 12 o'clock. There's also a message in that sounds as follows. Somebody suggests, with regard to relevant books, Cry the Beloved Country is absolutely a great read. Book, is it A Paragon by Colm McConn? One Palestinian and one Israeli, both fathers of daughters who were killed in crossfire. They become friends and write about their experiences. Very inspiring, says Pauline. Again, a book that I want to read about. And then, yeah, I think that is some of them for now. There's still plenty out there. Just keep your ideas coming through. A book by Billy Carson, Forbidden Knowledge, will intrigue you, sir, says Wayne. It's on my list. Famous Five by Enid Blyton made me a reading addict. Books that had an impact on me are The Power of One by Bryce Courtney, The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Absolutely, I've been there. Mr. God, This Is Anna, Elephant Song by Wilbur Smith, Rage by Wilbur Smith, and then K-Boy, as in that dreadful K-word, K-Boy by Mark Matabani. You want to read that one too? I'm thinking The Hardy Boys. The Hardy Boys was something that I found in the library at high school. What was the equivalent for girls? Nancy Drew. Was it Nancy Drew? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. I read a couple of those as well. I was spellbound. I was kind of reading throughout. What's your book on World Book Day as we look to transform minds through reading? This one reads, the book that had the greatest impact on me and I had giving it to people were in a state of deep depression due to their cancer. It made them accept their fatal condition with pride. And the book is Revelations of the Unseen by A.Q. Jalani. He's a Sufi philosopher, a cherished person. I love the Sufi tradition. Maybe that's something that I need to read. Thank you very much for that advice. It is appreciated. Good morning, Clarence. I've read so very many books in my life. Thinking back, I read all the Hardy Boys, Enid Blyton books, Mills and Boone. That's the one that I was looking for, Mills and Boone books. The Path to Love by Deepak Chopra. The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Grow Younger, Live Longer, Deepak Chopra. Wayne Dwyer suggesting that we look at The Third Eye by Lobsang Rampa. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Susan Jeffers, The Truth Shall Be Known by David Icks. There we go. If that finds your fancy, you may want to go and find it and read it.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. WhatsApp Clarence.
072-567-1567.
And yeah, it's been running through the show like a thread. Today is World Book Day. Which book had a profound impact on your life? And you've been reporting on that matter. Let's take a listen.
Good morning, Clarence. A nice read for me was Dance with a Poor Man's Daughter by Pamela Yuster. I read it more than once. It resonated so much with me because I could almost place myself in that family scenario. It was about families growing up, and colored families, just by the way, growing up in the apartheid just before the forced removal. So whilst you carried on with your day-to-day, family life, you were always cognizant of the fact that the police were getting closer and closer to your suburb to send you packing. So it was fun to read, but it was also, a little bit moments of sadness. It had moments, but it's a good read. In between my John Grishams, this is one book that stands out for me. It's Lynn. Have a lovely day.
I so feel you, Lynn, and it's so exciting for me to increasingly hear people who share my social history tell their stories, and they are really amazing stories of resilience often that I'm encountering, and the fact that more people are writing stories that I can resonate with is exciting. So please, if you haven't started writing your book, all of us should write a book. I think there's very exciting stories to be told still, so get on with it.